Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You know, oftentimes our battles and our hardships just test us and expose weaknesses. They expose the lies. We hate those things, but those are the places that God shows us when we need to shore up, when we need to get in rank, when we need to repent or we need to trust Him. We need to remove a lie and embrace the truth. Let's revisit David and Goliath's story just for a moment, thinking of that James 4:7 passage that I referred to about submitting to God and resisting the devil. Here we have Saul. He's hearing Goliath shout his taunts, and Saul's men are running scared, and Saul was trembling in his boots. But David was a man who feared God. He lived submitted to God. And so he goes and does the face-off with this big giant. So often we feel outnumbered and outsized by this enemy of our soul. But right there you see a living, breathing picture of what it looks like. You live a submitted life, then you have authority to resist that devil. And then he flees from you. So I want to talk with you about a few training grounds. And these are places where we can tend to think, well, I could live out my call if I wasn't dealing with this. Well, I want to say to you, this is the thing that's preparing you to reign. William MacDonald calls this training time for reigning time. So I'll give you a few examples. Oftentimes, almost anybody who's done anything great in the kingdom that I've ever met will admit to having gone through a time of financial hardship. And really, the question is, will you run and grab for yourself, or will you trust God? Scripture says, my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. So at some point or another, we have to not land on the false security of a full checkbook, that our help and our hope and our provision comes from the Lord. So will you wrestle through that and land in a place where you say, in plenty and in times of famine, my hope comes from the Lord. Another training ground is disillusionment with church or ministry or organization. This is a big one. And you know what? The question is, will you wrestle with honor? Or will you spew? Will you get people on your side? And will you talk to anybody who will listen? This is a test of your character, because when God promotes you, you know what? There are going to be people who want to talk about you. How did you cover others? Even if they were wrong as the day is long, I'm not saying cover up their stuff, but if you have to talk with someone, maybe what you see that they're doing is wrong, I pray that who you talk to are people who fear God, who are the right people. Big difference between gossiping to anybody who will listen. And don't assume everybody is guilty by association. Almost always, there are intercessors on the inside who maybe see what you see and are praying that God will intervene as well. So pray for an organization, wrestle with honor. Another training ground is past baggage. And this isn't an issue for God, but it's an issue for me oftentimes, or maybe it's an issue for you. And this is something you want to remember. Oftentimes, when God is about to do a new thing, the devil will bring up an old thing, because he wants you looking back when you need to be looking up. Refuse to let your past speak to you except to teach you. So those are a few that you'll read more about them in the book. But discerning God's preparation is to find that high ground, to hear His voice, to silence the enemy, and to continually stay in rank.